I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
I don't have much time before I'm found by the tentacles of the insane computer Illusionoid. Why does a computer need tentacles? It doesn't. It just thinks it does. They're made of cardboard. That's what kind of crazy we're talking about here. This tale comes from your near future, where reality itself is twisted by a secret society of strange old men. Past Occam's razor, beyond Jacob's ladder, you'll find Costigan's needle!
Oh! I win again. There's us four hands in a row. You gentlemen really should be bringing your A game to this table. I'm rather embarrassed to be collecting all these winnings.
I don't know whose idea it was to play bridge for money anyways.
Well, is there any other way to play bridge?
You play bridge for fun, socialization.
I play bridge for sport.
You play bridge for sport, do you?
Yes, but not for money. For the pure joy of sport.
Oh. Now, that's interesting, because I make money for sport. I don't need it. Yes. I simply wish to have it.
Yes, money. Money is an end in itself, don't you think?
Money is the greatest thing in the world. It drives my every desire and makes the world go round from my point of view.
With money, I can buy whatever I like and sell none of it.
Once, right. I stuffed a dead body full of money.
Go on.
Yes. Tucked it in bed, lit two candles, and lay down beside it. It was the most erotic evening of my life.
I made a pile of money, sat at the top, and lit my pants on fire, and sat there as I sat, and the pile of money burned down to the ground like a candle, and I was the wick in the flame.
Yes, I read about that in the Times.
I was in the hospital for months.
You were completely burned.
Yes, but worth it. Worth it for the sport of destroying money.
Yes, all for sport. Destroying money after you've made it.
Yes.
Or stolen it.
Stolen it,
off
perhaps.
The backs of the poor.
Ah, yes. What do they need it for? They're so poor. Gentlemen, it seems we're all of a mind here.
It is true.
I have one.
I have one.
And I am so happy to be with you both.
Yes, we are the best of friends. And that is why I trust you with my very life. In fact, my very life's work. One moment while I get my leather-bound folio.
I've only heard of this folio. I've never seen it.
Oh, I can't believe he's bringing it out. We must have reached the inner circle.
Here, please, pardon the dust.
Lord,
I can't see anything.
Quite a bit of dust.
Let's wait for it to settle.
The particles are the size of baseball.
I understand. I should really have told the woman to clean this before I brought it out.
You have a woman?
I have a woman. She comes once a month. She's a dark-skinned woman.
Oh.
And she takes care of things for me.
Excellent.
I have one of those. Only she's a paler skin than dark.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, I would say olive-skinned temptress who comes and satisfies my every whim.
I have one of those as well, but mine is a robot.
A robot?
Yes, a robot.
Have you a robot now?
I do have a robot.
Steam powered?
Oh, the only way to go.
Indeed. The heat of the steam is thus more arousing, is it not?
Tell us more about your folio.
Here, have a look as I undo this ribbon and open it up.
Good Lord.
Now, since we're all of a mind here.
I have one.
And I am so happy to be with you both.
Look at these. These are drawings I made with my own hand. What do you think?
They're designs of some sort.
And equations with those designs.
Yes, yes. This all leads to one ultimate goal. A machine, my friends. A machine that will give us all the wealth we could ever imagine.
What is it, a digging machine?
Is it a money-making printing thing?
It is both of those, and neither.
What? Well, that's a paradox, my friend.
Indeed, it's a paradox machine.
And through a paradox machine, nothing but simultaneously anything is possible.
Exactly.
Everything and nothing at the same time.
Exactly. This machine is a contradiction in and of itself.
Are you telling me that if we build this machine?
Yes.
And turn it on,
mm-hmm.
We will have everything?
Yes, and nothing simultaneously.
I don't know if this is the proper term, but I think my mind has been blown up.
Indeed, it has been blown up. I say we lend ourselves our expertise. You, Philbert.
Yes.
And you, Toshi.
Yes.
We lend our skills to creating this here, tonight, now. I'll bolt the doors. I'll tell the dark-skinned woman not to come.
You don't have to do that.
Well, I don't think we should be disturbed while we create this.
No.
We do bring to the table each our own varied experience.
Indeed.
My skills in pyromania and arson.
That's right.
And I, yes, my skills in origami.
Yes.
And finger paints.
And I, my skills in metallurgy.
And clearly, designs and equations.
Oh, yes, these two, of course. I consider that a secondary skill, not my primary skill.
And we can pool our resources.
I can paint some paper, fold it, give it to you to set on fire, and he can tell us mathematically how it happened.
Yes.
Yes.
Are we doing this tonight? Do we have everything we need?
We're doing this now. Oh, tonight.
My God, we are doing it now. Look at our hands.
We've already started.
This is beginning.
The machine is a paradox before it's even built.
You see?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Indeed, it mandates its own creation.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
And it's finished.
Look at it. It seems to hover above the table. Did I do anything?
You did everything.
And nothing at the same time.
Don't you see?
Unbelievable.
And yet, look closely at it. Look at the device. Look at what it is. Tell me, Toshi, what does it resemble to you?
Well, from this angle, it looks like a man's hat. But if I turn slightly this way, it looks like a bowl of pudding.
And you, Philbert, what does it look like to you?
To me, it looks like a cloud that has been exploded by an atomic bomb.
I see that as well.
But if I stand over here...
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a rug.
Indeed. And to me, from this angle where I am dead on... It appears to be a steaming cup of cocoa. Yet, when I go to pick it up and drink it, I lacerate my lips.
Now let's all stand in the same place and look at it.
Come. To my side. Let's hold hands.
All right. Now, spoon. Everyone's spoon.
Okay, gently.
Everyone's spoon.
Nice and tight. Nice and tight.
What do you see? It looks like a needle.
That's right. I see a tiny hole. Big enough, yet not big enough, for us to walk through.
Yes.
Yes, I see. I see an eye in this needle, through which nothing and yet everything shall pass, gentlemen.
They say to pass a camel through the eye of a needle is an impossibility.
You know I have a camel right here.
Do you?
Yes, oh I rode God. It here.
I heard that grunting and shuffling in the back. I didn't realize. This is your camel.
Yes, I rode it here. I rode a camel. I bought it because I could.
Yes, you could. Oh, I love being rich.
I was going to slaughter it later, but you know what? Let's walk it through your machine.
Better yet, let's ride it through.
Yes. You on the hump, Toshi. You on the hump, yes. Philbert.
Yes.
And me, Costigan, in the valley between the humps, for this is a dromedary, is it not?
Indeed it is. Let's go through upon this camel into the eye of, if I may call it, Costigan's needle.
I would love to see the face on the Arabs right now.
Oh, yes, they'd be angrier than ever.
Livid they'd be.
They would
see
say.
See their adage, yes. Put to shame as we ride a camel through the eye of a needle.
What is your camel's name?
My camel? Marcus.
Send it on its way. Whatever you do to make it move.
Marcus! To me! Oh, it never works. Let me get my gun. To me! To me! You should do it.
You shot it in the foot.
Yes, well, it's got three more.
Oh, of course.
Now, everyone mount.
All right.
All at once, together, holding hands.
All right. Here we go.
Gentlemen. This is an excellent first experiment. We can ride this through your machine. Anything is possible. And we will truly be the masters of the universe.
And also nothing.
Oh, yes, nothing will also be possible, and we will be useless piles of shit.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. It's at times like these that I have a pause, and I think, should we really be overreaching our bounds?
Perhaps a moment of quiet reflection?
Ah, yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That should do it.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
Did anyone come to any conclusions?
I concluded that this camel's hump is quite comfortable.
It is?
I've concluded that this where I'm sitting is where all the camel juice drains down. And it's this, I'm sitting in a pool of camel juice between these humps.
I am concluded. And I'm so happy to be with you both.
You are? You're giddy. Yeah, it's giddy with anticipation.
Send it on its way. Let us ride
all
through
right.
The needle.
Camel! Marcus! Forward!
Here we go. Look at the eye of the needle. Expands before us.
It gets bigger as we get closer.
It seems to throb like an uvula.
The colors of the uvula.
The sounds of the uvula.
Feels nice.
We passed through Costigan's needle.
Where are we?
And yet look behind us. Ourselves.
We are
dead.
In various stages of decomposition.
It seems we've been dead for quite some time.
Yes, Toshi, you look like you're freshly dead. You, Filbert, you look like you've been dead for an age.
We have both survived this passage through Costigan's needle and died, creating two parallel realities.
But where are you, Costigan? I don't see you back there.
Look above you.
That's me.
Sandwiched between the stucco and the lighting fixture.
Me just hovering above us there.
What is this place?
This is the nth dimension, my friends.
I have an idea.
Go on.
Let's pass back through Costigan's needle and see what happens. Will we reverse it? Will we come back to just one set of us?
Perhaps we'll be dead. Perhaps going through kills us.
Or perhaps we'll get presents on the other side.
You always see the bright side.
You do. You're giddy. All right, let's go. Hasten your camel onward.
Marcus! Two more hoofs.
And through we go.
Oh,
look at it throbbing and expanding to accept us.
We love the nth dimension.
Oh, smell the colors.
Oh, is that what green smells like?
Oh, taste the vision.
Oh, it's delicious.
I didn't know brightness tasted like lemon.
We seem to not be passing out the other side, gentlemen.
It seems to continue to get further from us as we approach it.
It recedes into the distance like a mirage in the desert.
And behind us?
I see another opening.
Let's head towards it.
But it moves as well.
There, over there, behind you.
What?
It's moving.
I say up.
Oh, it's me, sandwiched in the stucco. Can't get by.
I believe we are trapped in the nth dimension.
Gentlemen, we're stuck here.
Where we simultaneously have everything and nothing.
Well, now how do we have everything? It feels to me like we're stuck in an uvula of the nth dimension.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like much to me.
No, this is a constant tastes of colors that we're experiencing.
Which is something. It's just not everything.
No, it's not what I would have expected or wanted particularly.
Perhaps we can control the fate of others from in here.
Ah.
Will the opening show us others?
Well, you know, it's about time for my dark-skinned cleaning woman to come.
Let's concentrate on her very hard.
All right.
Now look.
Oh, here she comes.
There she is.
She's at the door. She's coming in. She's taking off her shoes and she's putting on some Japanese slippers that I always provide for her.
And by my will, I strangle her.
Look at her eyes. They're bulging.
And now, by my will, I massage her.
Oh, look at her. She's smiling.
Now strangle her. And massage her.
She's smiling again.
Push her gently.
Yes.
Towards the cleaning supplies. And I command her clean.
There, she's picking up the Murphy's oil soap and she's applying it to the floor. This is incredible.
Gentlemen, we are the
gods.
I was going to say the controllers. I didn't know what I was going to say. I was going to say the controllers of something.
Well, it's pretty much gods, right?
But gods is succinct. It sounds better. Gentlemen, we are gods.
We have all the power, and yet can take none of the credit, for we are stuck here in the nth dimension.
Indeed. No one knows that we are the puppet masters of reality.
I have an idea. Dark skin, does she have a name?
Beatrice.
Beatrice? By my will, she grabs a crayon.
Yes.
And writes.
Could she grab something more permanent than a crayon?
Yes,
the mad scribblings of a woman in crayon
indeed
aren't listened to.
Right, it's like a two-year-old.
Yes,
right.
Indeed. Exactly, I was going to say the same thing.
She grabs paint.
How about just a pen?
Pen, of course.
Ink. Sharpie.
Ink.
Yeah.
She grabs a pen and writes, they are the controllers of our destinies.
Okay,
perhaps,
for a second,
step
back.
I'm going to just edit. Perhaps you could put our names in there.
All right.
Yeah, step back for a second and see.
You know what? Here, let me. I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Beatrice, pick up that pen. Write. They. Begin bracket. Costigan, Tashi,
Filbert,
and Filbert are the controllers of our destiny. There should have been an end bracket after Filbert. We can go over that later. There, she's done it.
Oh, look at her. She's staring at what she's done. She can't make sense of it. She's boiling it up, and she's burning it in the fireplace.
Oh, I made her do that because I love fire.
Listen, let me have a go. I am Costigan after all. All right.
Oh, and this
your
is your needle.
This is my
needle.
Needle. This is your needle.
All right, here we go. Beatrice, pick up the Sharpie. Go over to the whiteboard. There, okay. Now, draw a picture of a giant needle. Ah, there we go.
Gross, that's pornographic.
Well, she's not very good. It's no accounting for talent, all right? I can give her the impression in her mind of what to draw.
Gentlemen, I feel we are trapped forever with no way out and no way to tell anyone that we are controlling the universe.
Perhaps that's how God feels. Perhaps God is somewhere in here.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is this place.
Maybe he is this camel. No real way to find out, is there?
Nope. Kind of stuck here.
Well, here's an idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot the camel.
Do it. Camel's dead.
Either God is dead or is still with us.
The bullet went through and hit me.
Oh,
I'm dying.
Toshi.
Let me have this gun.
You shot me in the face.
Silbert.
Oh, luckily it did not hit my mouth and I can keep speaking. By my will, I take that gun from your hand and I put it back in your hand.
Got it.
Costigan. And I command you.
Into the ceiling.
Oh, I've shot myself.
the version of me hovering up in the ceiling between the stucco and the light fixture.
Oh, this escalated quickly.
Oh, look at this. We're all dying.
The vision was true.
Just like what we saw back in the study. And you, Toshi, you seem freshly dead, yet you, Filbert, seem like you've been dead for 1,000 years.
I got shot in the face.
Indeed. And I was never back in the study, was I?
Look.
Look at Beatrice's note. They, Toshi, Costigan, and Filbert control our destinies. Except their own.
Costigan's needle.
Costigan's needle!
Why?
Why, Costigan's needle?
Why?
Why, Costigan's needle?
Costigan's needle!
Why?
Why?
Costigan's needle! Why?
Well, we wanted the money and everything, right?
No, we know why, but...
Yes.
Why? Oh, why, Costigan's needle?
Costigan's needle!
Why?
Win again. There's us four hands in a row. You gentlemen really should be bringing your A game to this table. I'm rather embarrassed to be collecting all these winnings.
I don't know whose idea it was to play bridge for money anyways.
Well, is there any other way to play bridge?
You play bridge for fun, for socialization.
I play bridge for sport.
You play bridge for sport, do you?
But not for money, for the pure joy of sport.
Costigan's Needle, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Filbert, Lee Smart as Costigan, and Nug Nargang as Toshi. Music by Les Baxter. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.